Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Atchalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet. About to take a look at Mishnah Bet of the second parak. And now we're going to get the basics of how Pigul works. And the difference between Pigul and Pasul, we'll lay it all out. Ashachetta Zevach. So you start with Shchita. Let's say somebody does Shchita. And he intends, when doing the Shechita, that he's going to do Zrikat Adam, or some part of Zrikat Adam, outside of the precincts of the Azara, or to burn some of the Emurim, either some of them or all of them, outside, or to eat any of the meat, all of it, any of the meat, outside of Yerushalayim, in case of Shlamim, or outside of the precincts of the Azara, in case it's Kodesh Kodeshim. Olachol kazayit meor ha'aliyah b'chutz. That's what we're going to focus on for a little bit. Even a kazayit of the skin of the tail outside, pasul ve'ein bo karet. Because this is called machshevet chutz l'mekomo, intent to perform part of the avodah outside of the precinct, it's pasul, and if somebody eats it, there's no karet. However, Lizrok damo lemachar, mitzat damo lemachar. Like timur of the machar, mitzat timur of the machar. Like chol b'sar of the machar, k'sad b'sar of the machar. Or like chol kezayit mi'or hal yal lemachar. The same seven things that we had in the Farisha, but now it's not to eat or burn, etc., outside, but rather tomorrow, meaning past its due time. Pigul v'chayevin alav karet. Then it is a pigul, and then there is karet for somebody who eats it. By the way, it means eats it today or burns it today. It means somebody who eats it during the proper time, it has a din of pigul. Now, savruha, but only in the next, in a little bit later down the line, towards the end of the parak, we will deal with how we know that the essential pasuk, which is on the handout in Vayikra Zayin, is talking about intent as opposed to just eating it after its time. Savrua, so the original understanding of the Beit Midrash was that or aliyah ka aliyah dami, that the skin of the tail has a din of the tail. Ah, now, the problem is, what do you do with the tail? You burn it up. What you're doing is, you're thinking about eating the skin of the tail, and the tail itself is something that's not eaten, but rather it's burned, it's one of the emurim. So now, you're thinking about what the Mizbeach is supposed to eat, you're thinking about it for your own eating, and in the wrong time, and that's a pigul, it should be just a nonsensical thought. So, Amar Shmuel Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, he says, yes, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Tamar Machashvin Meachilat Mizbeach, Meachilat Adam, Meachilat Adam, Meachilat Mizbeach, that Machshava, that is considered a valid Machshava, and therefore liable, vulnerable to pigul, exists even if you are confusing between that which is eaten by the Mizbeach and that which is eaten by you in either direction. None. How do we know that? The Mishnah says, Hashochet et hazavach l'chol davar she'ein darko l'chol. If you shecht in order to, and you think about eating something that's not normally eaten in the wrong time, laktir davar she'ein darko laktir, to burn something in the wrong time, kasher, the machshava doesn't affect it. Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's pasul. So now we assume that that means, Rabbi Eliezer says, that if you're thinking about burning something which is normally eaten or vice versa in the wrong time, that's still a psul. B'mayu kimta, now you say that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar, Ema Seifa, look at the next Mishnah, Zehaklal. Kol ha-shochet v'ham mekabel v'ham molich v'hazorek, any of the four avodot, le'achol davar shtarko le'achol, haktir davar shtarko le'haktir, to eat something that's normally eaten or to burn something that's normally burned. And in the wrong place, it's pasul. In the wrong time, it's pigul. Now, what's the implication? In the inference, davar shadarko le'achol in, only something which is normally eaten, and you think to eat it in the wrong time. She'en darko le'achol lo, but not something which is not normally eaten, like the skin of the tail, which is burned and not eaten. Ata'am le'rabbanan. So it sounds like the next mishnah on our parak belongs to Rabbanan. Reisha Rabbi Eliezer v'sefer Rabbanan. And the reason this is difficult is because our parak, at least starting from our Mishnah till the end, is all a flow about Pigul, and to say that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Eliezer and the Seif is Rabbanan is a little difficult. Amarle Shmuel said, "In yes, indeed, it's a mixed bag." Rav Huna disagrees. He says, "Or aliyah lavka aliyah dami. The skin is not like the aliyah. The aliyah is burned up, but the or is eaten. And therefore we have the advantage, which is that now our Mishnah goes like Rabbanan, that you have to think about eating something which is normally eaten. Amarava, my time at Ravuna, where did Ravuna get this information from that the skin of the aliyah is different? Because the pasuk that talks about putting the aliyah of the lamb on the mizbeach says chelbo ha'aliyah, the fat of the lamb, of the tail, velo or ha'aliyah, not the skin. So it's only the fat, not the skin. The skin is not burned on the mizbeach. That's Ravuna. Rav Chisdamar has a third take. Le'olam or aliyah ke'aliyah dami. He seems to agree with Shmuel, or with the assumption in Shmuel's Beit Midrash, that the skin of the aliyah has a din of the aliyah, is considered to be part of the tail. V'hacha b'maya skinin, what are we talking about? Ba'aliyah shogdi, we're not talking about a lamb, we're talking about a goat. And in the case of a goat, the aliyah is eaten, it's not burned. And so therefore, you're thinking about something that you're going to eat. So we have now three solutions to this. Shmuel, who says that the skin of the aliyah is like the aliyah, and it doesn't bother us that you're intending to eat something which is normally burned on the mizbeach, because it follows Rav Eliezer, even though the rest of the Mishnah is Rabbanan. Rav Huna says, no, or aliyah is not like the aliyah. We're talking about a lamb, and the or is eaten by you, therefore you have to think about something you're eating. And the advantage there is it follows Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is all one authority. Rav Chisda says, no, normally the or haliyah is like the aliyah. We're talking here about a goat, and therefore it's all eaten. Now, kulu k'shmuel lo ami, kulu means Rav Huna and Rav Chisda did not agree with Shmuel. Why? Reish Rav Elazar was safer, but they don't want to have the Mishnah be a mixed bag. K'Rav Huna lo amri, Shmuel and Rav Chisda did not agree with Rav Huna. Why? Because or haliyah k'aliyah dami kamash velu. They had a tradition that the skin of the aliyah is like the aliyah. And K'Rav Chisda, my time of Lomri, why didn't Shmuel and Rav Huna agree with Rav Chisda that it could be talking about a goat? So the answer is because then my Kamashplan, what would our Mishnah be teaching? Or Aliyah Ka'aliyah Dami? If you're telling me that the skin of the Aliyah is like the Aliyah, it's like the tail? Tanina, we have a Mishnah in Chulin which says, V'elu sha'orotehen kivsaran, a Mishnah in the ninth parak of Chulin, Mishnah Bet, that the following things, the skin is like the flesh, as the din of the flesh, or shetachat ha'aliyah, and included in the list is the skin under the tail. So therefore, we already have a Mishnah that's teaching that. So if our Mishnah is just teaching that or ha'aliyah is like the aliyah, and it's not teaching anything further, then there's no purpose to it. So how do Rav Chisda defend that? In other words, the Mishnah in Chulin is talking about tuma, meaning an animal of flesh can, if it's an avela, can give out tuma. Its skin can also give out tuma if its skin has a din of flesh. So maybe the Mishnah in Chulin is only talking about tuma because it's soft. The skin of the tail is soft like the flesh. Aval hacha ema lemoshcha, but in the case of korbanot, korbanot are to be given for royalty, ligdula, kader sham lachim ochlin. Kings don't eat this kind of stuff. So amalo, so I might think that the skin of the tail doesn't have a din of the tail for korbanot. So therefore, Rav Chisda would say, therefore our Mishnah is teaching us that, and therefore kamash v'lan. Okay, meitave, watch this challenge. If you shecht the ola with intent to burn up a kazayit, or all of the skin of the tail, in some other location, pasul ven mokaret, chuzesmano pigul b'chayiv nalav karet. That's called a proper machshava, an impactful machshava, and therefore it could be pigul. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avelim, omer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ichus, omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. So we have now traditions going back to the earlier Tanaim, the middle Tanaim. Echad or beit ha-parsot behemad daka, that's the skin under the legs of a light animal, of a, like a sheep or goat. Echad or harosh shel egal arach, or the skin of the soft head of the newborn calf. Echad or shtachad aliyah, or the tail. Kuchol shemenu chacham yigabe tumen, that whole list in Chulin that we had in Perek Tet. And the skin around the genital area. They're all proper machshavah. In other words, those things are all considered to be things that are eaten. However, things that are burned. And that's only, it said, with an ola. If you shecht an ola for that purpose. Ola in aval zevach lo. But not with a korban. So bishtamal, with a shlamim. Bishtamal Rav Huna. I understand according to Rav Huna. Hainu diktani ola. It makes sense that it's an ola, because what's Rav Huna's position? Or haliyah is not like the aliyah. Right? And therefore, burning up the or wouldn't be the case, because you don't burn it. El Rav Chisda, my ear yeditani ola. According to Rav Chisda, why does it say ola? It should say zevach. So litni zevach, it should include shlamim, because according to Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, or Aliyah is like the Aliyah, and therefore it should be burned up too. So Amalacharav Chistai Baiteva Baaliyah Shogdi, maybe that Mishnah is talking about a goat where the Aliyah is not burned up. And it's possible that the proper girsa in that Mishnah is not Ola, but it is Zevach. Okay. The Mishnah said, Pasulva in Bo Karet. In the case where you had Machshevet Chutz L'Mekomo, it's Pasul. In the case where Machshchutz L'Zmano, it is Pigul. I mean, Hani Mili, how do we know that this is the case? Amar Shmuel, Trey Kraikti, because there's two passages in the first Pasuk on the, second Pasuk on the page. I take it back. Third Pasuk on the page, which is the key Pasuk of Pigul. Mahi, what's that? And it's to resolve the two Pasukim, so Rabbah answers. It says, Bayom HaShlishi, Dezo Chutz Lizmano. Meaning, if you have intent to eat it after its time, that's alluded to by the word Shlishi. And then it says, Pigulhu, Zeo Chutz Lizmano. That's a reference to having intent to eat it out of its place. Now, nefesh ochelet mimenu, anyone who eats from it, not them, but it, echad velo shnai, meaning only one of these things leads to karet. And which one is that? Zeo chutz lizmano. So chutz lizmano is the one that leads to karet. V'limutei chutz limkomo. So, and it excludes chutz limkomo, which is not karet. Good. Ve'imal v'nefesh ochelet mimenu zeo chutz limkomo, and v'limutei chutz lizmano. Why not flip it? Say that the one that eats from it refers to something that was chutz l'mekomo. And what's not included here is chutz l'zmano, which is just pasul and not karet. So the answer is mistabra chutz l'zmano adif. It makes sense that the one that is included is an intent to eat it after its time. Why? The patach bay, because that was the first one of the pasuk. Adarabah, chutz l'mekomo adif to samichle. Chutz l'mekomo is right next to the punishment. It says pigulhu, v'ochlav amono yisa. And if you said pigul means chutz l'mekomo, then that's closer. So that doesn't answer it. Ella Amar Baye. Answer number two. Kedar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar Samich Adetani Tana. It can't be Amar Rav because Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael with this information and said, here's how they learned it there. Keshehu Omer Shlishi Parshat Kedoshim to you. If you look at Pasuk number four on the page, in Parshat Kedoshim, it's actually two Pasukim together. It says, if you eat on the third day, you get Karet. She'ain tamul lomar. You don't need it to say shlishi there. She'kfar ne'mar v'vachol yachol m'sayi d'vach shalmim v'vach shlishi. You have that in the essential pasuk of Pigul, pasuk number three. Himeno inyan le chutz lizmano t'neu le inyan chutz l'mekomo. And therefore, the shlishi there, if it's not there for chutz lizmano, must be, because we already have shlishi, must be there for chutz l'mekomo. Umiyat Rahmana Gabe Notar, and what does it say in the context of Notar in that same Pasuk? Veochlav Avono Yisa. Anybody who eats a korban after its time has a sin. Limute chutzlim komo. So in other words, we don't, according to Abaye now, chutzlim komo is not in Pasuk 3. It's only in Pasuk 4 by the push of Shlishi being extra. And in that Pasuk it says chutzlim komo by allusion and Notar explicitly. And it says if you eat it, you sin. It being notar, it and not chutz l'mekomo, mutei chutz l'mekomo. Why not flip it? Ve'ema v'ochlav avono yisa, zeo chutz l'mekomo. Maybe ochlav avono yisa refers to eating when you intended chutz l'mekomo. V'limutei notar mikaret, and maybe notar doesn't have karet. So maybe chutz l'mekomo and chutz l'zmano have karet and not notar. The answer is mistabra notar v'le le'ukim v'karet. It makes sense that notar is karet. L'migmar avon avon l'chutz lizmano t'dami le'bezav, because you should learn it from chutz lizmano, because notar and chutz lizmano are similar. They both have zav. What's zav? Zman. They're both about time. And bama, they both apply to a bama. You can't have a problem of chutz l'mekomo and a bama. It is lo m'mekomo. And you can't have a problem, and chutz l'mekomo is not about zman. So notar and chutz lizmano share those in common. Adaraba, chutz l'mekomo ha'v'l'ukim v'karet. The opposite, chutz l'mekomo really is closer to karet, closer to chutz lizmano. Why? L'migmar avon avon l'chutz lizmano, d'damile b'mikdash, meaning machshava. Both chutz l'mekomo and chutz lizmano are about intent, not about what you do, but what you intend to do. Ktsat, they both have to do with, even if you intended to just do part of it. Dalad, they both have to do it avodat adam, which means they happen at the time that you are doing the avodat adam, the zurika, whereas notar is what you're eating later on. And the shin is is shlishi. They're both come from the word shlishi, as opposed to notar, which is just stam chutz lizmano. I mean, really out of its time. So Abaye's limud doesn't work either. We have the Shmuel's, we have Abaye's. Now, El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here's the third way to get to our solution, our conclusion. Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, Atya Kodesh Kodesh. We learned it from the common word Kodesh. K'tiv hacha et Kodesh Adonai chilel v'nichrata. In the case of Notar, it says, you have violated the holy things of Hashem. U'ktiv hatam, saravta ta notar ba'esh, Kodesh. You see the word Kodesh in that pasuk. Mala notar v'ka notar. So now we know that the pasuk in Vayikra Yotet, the punishment is talking about notar. Omeit rachmana gabe notar v'chla v'vano yisai. And there it says, only those who sin with it get this crime. In other words, you have a punishment if you violated notar, but not the other thing here, which is the mute chutz l'mekomo mikaret. And so for chutz l'mekomo is cut out. So ma chazi dekra richa b'chutz l'zmano. But wait a second, that's all premised on the idea that pasuk number 3, the whole long pasuk, is chutz l'zmano. Ushlishi de parsha kadoshim to you chutz l'mekomo. And the shlishi in pasuk 4 on the page is chutz l'mekomo. That's how this whole thing starts. Epuchana. Maybe pasuk 3 is all about chutz l'mekomo, and shlishi and pasuk number 4 is chutz l'zmano. The answer is mistabra richa b'chutz l'zmano. Makes sense that pasuk 3 is about chutz l'zmano. Why? The gavar avon avon min notar de domile bezab, because the word avon appears in pasuk 3 and in pasuk 4, and pasuk 4 it's about notar, and notar is like chutz l'zmano because they're both about time and not about place. Adraba, aricha b'chutz l'mekomo. It makes actually more sense that pasuk 3 is about chutz l'mekomo. Shlishi dekodeshim tiyu b'chutz l'zmano, and the shlishi in pasuk 4 is about chutz l'zmano. Why? Shum dedami le samche v'kame mayit le. In other words, because chutz l'zmano is so similar to notar, it put them in the same pasuk, and therefore it excluded it. It wouldn't make sense that chutz l'zmano and notar, which are like each other, are 12 prakim away from each other in Vayikra. So that doesn't answer it. So we tried Shmuel, we tried Abaye, we tried Rabbi Yochanan. We got closer, but we didn't get there yet. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says it all comes from one place, which is Kulu, Mikra, Aricha, Atyan. They all come from one long Pasuk, meaning from Pasuk 3. All of it comes from there. Dichtiv. And he's going to go through the entire Pasuk and give us the Drasha. He Achol Yeachel, Im He Achol Yeachel. That's talking about two devourings. Both people eating and the Mizbeach eating, which is why intent for you to eat or intent to be burned up on the Mizbeach in the wrong time count. That's the next phrase in the Pasuk. Just like Shlamim, when you're doing the Avodat HaShlamim, you can make a pigul, and thinking about doing Shlamim in the wrong time is mitpagel. Afkol mifaglin and mitpaglin, so therefore it applies to anything where you can be mifagel and mitpagel. Now, shlishi zechutz lizmano. So the word shlishi refers to chutz lizmano. Lo yeratzeh, it's not accepted. What does that mean? And this is a critical thing about pigul. Kartzaat kasher kein artzat pasul. Just like a korban is normally accepted, similarly a pasul has to go through everything else properly too. Meaning ma'atzat kasher ad she'akrivu kol matirav, just like a proper korban. All of the prerequisites have to be brought properly. The shechita and the kabbal, etc., have to be done properly. Afartzat pasul ad she'akrivu kol matirav. Therefore, for something to be a pigul, or even a pasul vein bo karet, everything else has to have happened correctly. Hamakriv, why does it say hamakriv in the pasuk, the one who brings it, ba'akravahu nifsal ve'enu nifsal b'shlishi. Meaning that the violation, and this is essential to pigul, happens at the point of offering, not on the third day when you ate it or didn't eat it. It happens when you offer it intending to do it on the third day. Oto, meaning the korban, b'zevach hakatuv medaber ve'enu medaber b'kohen. It's talking about the korban being pasul, but not the kohen. The kohen is not pasul. The korban is. Lo yechashev, it won't be accepted. What does that mean? Lo ye'erav bo machshavot achirot. No other machshavot can get involved. Meaning, if you, let's say, did a pigul, but then afterwards, it was a Pesach, and you did shelo lishmo, it's now not pigul anymore. Because you had another bad machshava that messed it up. That's sort of like the lo ye'eratzeh, meaning it has to be done properly. Pigul zechutz l'mekomo. That's a reference to chutz l'mekomo. And then it says, yihiyeh, melameid shemitztafin zeim zeh. Meaning that if you have a half a kezayit of pigul and half a kezayit of psul, they're mitztaref, they're all called one iser, because it's yihyeh in the singular, not you, even though it's referring to two different isurim. Um, So in other words, if you had intent to offer up a half a kezayit shelo bizmano, and to eat a half a kezayit, or then offer it up chutz, a half a kezayit chutzim kamo, it invalidates the korban because you have a whole kezayit that's wrong, even though it's half and half. What's that? Echad velo shnayim, meaning only one of these has karet. Ve'eza, what's that? Zechutz tizmano. The gemar avon avon minotar the damile bezav. That's Rava's report, that at the end of all of these drashot, only one of them carries karet, not two. And which it is? It's chutz tizmano, because both of them say avon, just like notar. And why do I choose that the word avon in our pasuk 3, is about chutz tizmano and echad chutz tizmano? Because it's more similar to notar in that it's about time. And therefore it applies in the Bama, and it's about time. Amar Papa Rava. So a student turned to Rav and said, L'didach, shlishi de parshat kadoshim tiyu, my darshat pei. What do you do with the word shlishi in Pasuk 4 now? You don't need it, because you got everything out of Pasuk 3. His answer was, Ahumi ba'ile l'makom she'im eshulash. That the only place that chutz l'mekomo can happen is if it's a place where all three things can exist, which is dam, basar, and emurim. A place where you could do dam, and basar, and emurim, as opposed to, because where is there not a place like that, as opposed to if you intended to do it inside the mikdash. That is, you had a regular korban that goes on the outside, and you intended to do zrikat adam inside. Inside there's no basar, inside there's no emurim. Therefore, that's not called chutz l'mekomo. Now, teipukle mikra kama im ha'achol yachel. So why don't I get that from im ha'achol yachel in the first pasuk, which says shtei achilot hakatu medaber, which means it has to be somewhere where both things are burned on the Mizbeach and eaten. The answer is midafka rachmana baloshin shlishi, from the fact that the Torah used the word shlishi. Alright, so that's the answer, from the fact that the Torah used the word shlishi in pasuk number, in pasuk number 4, is that what tells me that it has to be mishulash. Okay. I'm a Rashi. I'm Rita Shmate Kamadar of Matna. I mentioned this to Rav Matna. Amarle said, "Imehatam, if I used from Heyachol Yachel, Havyamenu, what would I have done with pasuk 3? Shlishi prat and pigul klal, v'nasak klal musaf ala prat. I would have then used the word shlishi as a prat, and then pigul saying any sort of violation as a klal. What happens when I have pratu klal? Nasak klal musaf ala prat, and it expands to almost everything. Vitra bushar mekomot, and then I would have expanded and said chutz l'mekomo is anywhere." Kamashmalan, and therefore I need the word shlishi to tell me that it has to be in a place where all three things can happen and not in the heichal. Okay, we will pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the middle of this discussion about the nature of pigul, which will carry us all the way to the end of the parak and well into the next parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.